You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week we're going to
not talk
about
video
games.
You can't say anyone's name. Or else
you have to take a drink.
I have no drink with me.
Ah, you suck.
Forgot.
I don't have
that. Stop it.
Let's sing it.
We're just okay. Play some games. We're just okay gamers.
That was the best, I think, intro music we've done.
Thanks for listening to Just Okay Gamers Boner App
2.
Live Boner App 2.
Boner.
I got a boner. That's why I got my surface on top of my boner. Surface now.
We are in a room all together.
Padded room.
First time in 6 months or so. And we're going to sit and shoot the shit. We're not prepared at all.
No preparation was made for this.
This is more of just us trying to be able to talk about what's going on in our gaming lives and what's going on with what we're doing right now, and talk to some of the fans one-on-one and be able to get what they want out as well.
Yeah, all these fans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're in, we might as well plug it now. We got a LOL chat room.
Wait a second.
What?
We didn't even say our names.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally?
Hi, it's Melpool.
What's up, guys? It's Nasty.
Everybody take a drink.
Shit!
Wait. Oh, you have to take one, too.
Yeah, I do.
Do you spare cider, perhaps?
What, you're not prepared for this?
No.
I knew it was going to happen.
It's part of the theme for the evening.
So, to clarify... what we said in the intro, we're going to be drinking, if we say each other's names, we're going to be drinking if we say the word games, or con, what else? What else?
Vagina.
You guys give us something, someone
say
something.
Was vagina on the books still?
Vagina's off the books, because we don't say vagina very often. We're only going to talk about dicks.
Or any kind of derivative of vagina, really.
Right.
Yeah, but that was what was happening last time, but Millpool doesn't have Urban Dictionary, so I think he would lose, because...
Well, he just wouldn't say anything.
Well, what's new?
What did we do last time?
Not talking my one weakness.
Yeah. How about when Wall uses words that nobody knows, he has to... Yeah, you have to take a drink.
I will find somebody who knows that word.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll add that.
Oh, by the way, someone raised a valid point.
Every time someone cuts on Millpool, he has to finish his drink.
Oh, damn.
Millpool would be dead in about 5 minutes.
You guys got me.
You got it.
Finish your drink.
Finish it.
Someone go to the store and give Millpool a case of beer. Get him a keg.
Last night we drank a lot.
Yeah.
Way too much.
I want to drink more tonight.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's vacation, man. I don't know why you're not drinking more.
I like drinking a little bit, but my stomach was all...
My tum-tum's feeling pretty good now.
My tum-tum.
That's good.
So, how's everyone's weeks?
So far...
Real natural.
Yeah.
How's everybody's weekend going? Are you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Let's explain where we are.
Yeah, let's do that. So,
we're kidnapped.
Yep.
Yep.
We're in a small Canadian prison.
We're stuck in here.
They won't let us out.
We got detained.
They made us watch a hockey game.
Yeah.
Hockey, non-stop. Millpool is our prison guard.
You got a drink.
Yeah, he says no.
But this isn't really... hockey's not my sport. I can't really watch it.
Well,
I used to be into it, but not so much anymore.
We should probably tell the truth about where we are.
Oh.
we left it at that.
We'll get to it eventually.
Okay. we're at a giant LAN party at someone's house.
Yes. There are 18 computers set up. on the other side of this door.
In the heart of Toronto.
I should see. Well, maybe later I'll try and point the camera out there so people can get a look. But I'm sure we're going to have... Everybody's playing poker right now, so I'm sure we're going to have some people popping in later to say hi. Friends of ours. Mm-hmm. All funny guys, all good guys.
Good guys.
Some
we don't like, some we do.
Yeah. No, we like them all.
We like them all.
We just like to make fun of more.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been playing a lot of games, a lot of League. A
lot of League.
Except Wally.
I haven't played
one League game.
No, I've avoided it entirely, actually. I've been playing, like, War Thunder and lots of Mech Warrior, actually, which is surprising for me, because I kind of become disenchanted with it. And I bought the Stanley Parable, which is taking Steam by storm right now. It's the number one most bought thing on there for the last few days.
Yeah.
Which is it's a Half-Life 2 mod that's based around narrative.
Yeah, you guys should tell us if we need... I know I had to drink because I said that guy's name earlier, but if we don't call each other out, call us out. Because I'm sure we've said
the G word
yeah. several times.
It'll, yeah.
And I said League.
Shit.
Oh, can we not say that either?
No, League's what League's up. Oh, you said it twice. L word.
So
we're gonna stumble over ourselves.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be drunk. We'll probably have to make a drink break. Probably about 10 minutes.
Yeah, my cider's almost done here.
Wally Vex said that he watched somebody play the mod, or.
Yeah. It was a Half-Life 2 mod, and it was actually kind of a narrative exploration game where your choices and what you do determines a variety of outcomes. You can't even jump in it, actually. You can't jump. You need to make a series of choices, and it's more about the story. And it's kind of an art thing, almost a social experiment. And I really like it, though. It's only $11 on Steam. And if you do like weird, speculative types of stuff like that, it's really worth it. Really worth a look for the price.
That's pretty sweet. I've actually, by the way, you have one drink from that. I actually been playing a little bit of Fez again this weekend, and got into it. It's pretty fun. But the game that I did like the most, I think, so far was the 7 Days to Live.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited by 7 Days to Live.
Yeah, so it's like a mix between Minecraft and DayZ, right? That'd be a good way to say it.
Yeah, Minecraft and DayZ.
Because it's got the building aspects and the creation aspects of Minecraft, but then again, it's also got the zombie and that kind of stuff. But I guess Minecraft also has zombies as well, just not quite as...
Well, no, this is more like DayZ zombies.
Yeah, they're DayZ zombies. And there's a lot more scavenging.
There's scavenging and there's crafting. Yeah. And unfortunately, the alpha is $35, but you can actually go on YouTube and Google, or go on YouTube and search for 7 Days to Live, and you'll see some videos of it right now.
It's pretty sweet. I actually played it, and I walled myself into a building for the first night, and it's pretty sweet. I made a couple of, like, torches, and it's a first-person shooter, too, instead of being armor crafting and weapon crafting and stuff like that. But that's my game that I've enjoyed the most this weekend. Besides, what was that, something of Icarus? Yeah. What was the other one that we played with the blimps?
Guns of Icarus.
Guns of Icarus. Online.
Did you say Gods of Icarus?
Mm-hmm.
I said Guns.
Guns of Icarus Online.
Yeah, that was all right.
It was weird. It was fun.
You pilot a blimp around.
Well, it's a blimp. It's like an armed dirigible.
It's a blimp. It's a balloon with a deck. It's a blimp.
There's guns on it.
You pilot that. Well, one of you pilots it around while two gun and one fixes shit.
Well, I was gunning too.
Yeah, and I was fixing
when
shit.
When I could.
You were the pilot commander, though, for most of it.
Yeah.
And then running around trying to fix shit, and you're like, where is this at?
I think we should give it another shake later on.
Yeah, we could give it a shot.
I wish more people owned it so we could do a 2v2.
Yeah.
It was a fun one. I liked it because there was actual teamwork aspect to it.
Lots of shouting.
Yeah. And yeah. Coordination as well.
So we also have Damned that we need to play.
Yeah, Damned, which is if you ever played Amnesia or any of the current crop of survival horror type of stuff, it's really interesting. I guess it's a four-person co-op with one person being a monster, and you are trying to explore a haunted location. Well, really get out of it. I think you have to find like items, keys, and whatnot. And the monster slowly gains power, and you know he's nearby because there's little disturbances in the air and the atmosphere that are meant to spook you.
I'm just laughing because Lightning just did our mumble.
Oh yeah,
Access.com for us.
He's pretty good at that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to mumbleboxes.com. We've got mumble boxes.
Do they have other stuff?
Yeah, you got mumble boxes. They got the Red Vines.
Red Vines?
In bulk.
Yeah.
They have alternators.
Alternators.
Car alternators.
Washing machines.
Yes, washing machines.
And awesome couches for rent.
Yep. We rented these couches from Mumble Boxes, but that's a special deal. Yeah. This whole room is rented by Mumble Boxes.
It's this house with subcontractors.
If you need to rent a room with couches, you go to mumbleboxes.com, type in just okay.
You're going to get like
phone
calls.
Checkout, and you get 20% off your couch rental.
Kate has my pants. Awesome. Red corduroy sleeping pants. What? What?
Nice. Hey, Kate, do you have this picnic table that I'm wearing?
This is for Kate. I want to show her my shirt.
Oh, I thought you were showing something else.
No. It's my Wolverine shirt. It's a dachshund dressed as Wolverine.
I thought she said she couldn't see her it on her phone. But
that was calls.
Oh. So, yeah.
Way to pay attention.
Yeah, I do that often. I'm on top of things, and I pay attention.
I don't pay attention at all.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Mumbleboxes.com. They got tons of mumble stuff. If you need a server,
yeah,
you can go there. What else they got?
I'm a little...
The Red Vines?
Red Vines in bulk. Only in bulk.
I love your socks.
Yeah. Thank you, Orline.
They're hot. No, I agree. They're kind of a little popping a boner. From
those are good Mumblebox.com socks.
Oh, you don't know that? Those came from Mumbleboxes.
No, well, I didn't buy them from Mumbleboxes.
No, you did.
They're really expanding their business.
Yeah.
They're doing well. They must be doing well.
Mumbleboxes is probably the best company on the internet. They're the biggest and brightest. They're bigger than Amazon now.
They're multinational.
Yep.
Pretty soon, now they're going to have a little thing on the moon that says Mumbleboxes.
Yeah, we're their only sponsor. Or they're our only sponsor. Whatever. Just go to the fucking site and type in just okay. And check out.
Yeah.
So we're all sitting in this basement. When do we start fucking?
When do we start sucking dick? As Mike would say. Dick!
Oh, man, I'm sure we've had to drink so many times. Pay attention, people. Just tell us to drink.
I'm just drinking constantly because I know that I'm fucking up.
Go to the fucking site, Guido 2013.
So, we got a couple discussions, but let's see what you guys want to do first. We were going to talk about games getting easier.
Okay.
Over the past, couple of years, I guess you could say, or what we do for League to try and like work on cohesion and stuff like that, and what we've been working on.
Okay,
as a group. So, what do you guys feel like first?
I don't care.
A game's getting well.
Don't present it to us. Just pick one and talk about it.
Well, let's do games getting easier then.
In the context of all games. Oh God.
Yep. I know.
You made the topic games, you asshole!
You said it like three times.
I know, but how are we going to talk about it? Fuck! How are we going to talk about it when one of the critical words...
Yeah, Caters, we're going to have a question time. If you guys got questions, just put them up. We'll answer them when they come. Or I'll just type them down and we'll get to them later on.
Yeah.
Let's give them, like, half an hour to formulate some questions.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Now,
yeah.
when you say G...
The G word.
The G word. Do you mean all Gs?
I mean, like, is there any specific ones that you've noticed? Because, okay, I'll start with why I want to talk about this.
Okay.
A couple of...
WoW, right?
Yeah. A couple of... About a month ago, I downloaded WoW again. And I started playing just because I wanted something different to play besides the L word and, you know, the usual stuff that I had on Steam. And I noticed that they ended up making it so easy, and they took away all of the customization and stuff like that for talent trees, and they took away, like, pretty much everything that made it what it was.
Yeah.
And it frustrated the hell out of me, and I just instantly uninstalled it.
Well, they dumbed it down. They made it like a Diablo-type thing.
Exactly, and I'm not a real big fan of that.
I wouldn't mind allocating at least some kind of points,
mm-hmm.
so at least I would have the illusion of mm-hmm. control over my character development. I don't need to be handheld so much that it basically all I'm doing is randomly joining a group of strangers that I'll never be able to see again because of Dungeon Finder.
Yeah.
Click a few buttons because it's the only thing I can do. Wrap up that boss, get some loot that's relatively inconsequential because it's so easy to get now.
Yeah.
And then go back to sitting on my hands in the middle of nowhere with no guild that really matters because everyone's just randomly joining dungeons.
Yeah.
WoW's a fiasco, and they have dumbed it down.
They've dumbed it down too much. It's so frustrating because it was a game that I loved so much and that I put so much time into, and it's still going to be dear and near to me.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, it's not what it used to be.
I don't think this applies to many other games, though.
Sure it does.
Well, I mean, MMOs are pretty specific.
Well, one of the
because they have an audience to cater to that pays monthly.
Now, true. I do realize that condensing something down to its core is a great way of capturing its essence and making money. But I would say that in terms of first-person shooters, Quake was simplistic, but it had a lot of character to it. And so was Counter-Strike, some of the early Counter-Strike stuff. But now, one of the best-selling first-person shooters in the industry is Call of Duty, which is probably one of the most simplified, washed-away, watered-down shooter-type FPSs ever.
It really is.
And I know that's finally dying with Ghosts, but how many incarnations of this game did it take for it to finally die? It's horribly simplistic. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
It's like seven times that they've just basically
But is stream died? Is it more simplistic than...
Yeah, did our stream die?
I'm looking it up.
Who cares?
Whatever.
Yes, I killed them all. I killed them all.
We should have switched it with more of the wireless routers around here.
Fuck them! Fuck them all!
Also doing all the wireless stuff.
It's my podcast now. Just okay, Guido. My opinions all the time. First of all, airplanes don't belong in the sky. Second, cookies, not all they're cracked up to be. Third, fucking other stuff is the worst. Fifth, pictures and cameras.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Guido, what'd you do? Wally. Dude, I fucking leave for a drink and I come back. What the fuck?
Someone raped
Wally. Seriously?
Yeah, he's raped and killed.
What the fuck did you do?
I stuck my pee-pee in his butt and then I fucking murdered him.
Dude, you know you got a serrated pee-pee? You can't be doing that shit. Probably ripped all of his fucking internal organs out.
I let you gentlemen work.
Okay. We're back. Wally, I cast a spell of resurrection on you. You're now alive again. Wait, no, I didn't mean twerking.
Twerk it, baby, twerk it.
I had the most strange dream that Guido was raping me in the butt.
No.
Oh, that really happened. Oh, yeah, okay.
So,
all right.
Now what?
We're back.
We can't guarantee that that won't happen again.
Yes.
What, the rape?
Well, that's it.
I'm never making that guarantee. So let's get a moment of silence.
For Wally's butthole virginity?
Yeah, I think we need it.
Virginity's kind of strong words.
Oh, man. Y'all's a bunch of fucking loonies.
No, really, let's get a moment of silence so that I know when to cut the podcast back in.
Oh, okay. Clapping doesn't really work.
Well, it works to fucking stay silent. God damn it, man.
The chat's not scrolling. You have to fix it.
Oh. What were we talking about?
Wow.
Games getting easier. Then talking about Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, that's right.
Getting easier.
Well, calls left.
It's going to work.
Sorry about that.
See you, calls.
Like a bitch!
Oh, shit. I need to turn that down.
Okay. So, let's finish this conversation, then we'll go to our open door policy.
Yes.
Okay. So. What was that?
I had a hiccup.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just started to get rolling and whatever. WoW sucks. It's easy now.
It is. I don't like it.
It's one button to win.
Yeah. And Call of Duty is basically running around and press a button.
Well, I was going to say, how is that different from Counter-Strike? It's the same premise.
I don't know how to describe it. You know what I mean?
Call of Duty suffers from just repetitive expansions.
Shit.
It's map packs that come out now.
It's the same exact shit over and over and over again, and I don't really...
But that's a genre of game. It's
I don't know.
Yeah, shit.
There needs to
be. You point this one out?
Yes.
Out of the hundreds.
That's the only one I caught.
there needs to be some other better way of articulating it, because I know it's an FPS, but I know FPSs are simple. But there's something about Call of Duty to me, it may be in an unspoken way, that is reprehensible in regards to making things simplified. I don't know.
I think that the reason that there's a big issue with Call of Duty is because there's. You're right, I don't really know how to put my thumb on it, but it's just one of those things that it isn't this... It's been just getting easier and easier.
Yeah.
Every single time that I see a new game or a new Call of Duty come out... take a drink for that. But a new Call of Duty come out, it's like, I don't want to play it because I know that it's either A, going to be easier, or B, it's going to be just not the community that was there in the previous.
Perhaps a better way of saying it, this is more of a responsibility on the game maker's part.
Yes.
But with Quake, and with, especially with Quake, and with Half-Life, like Counter-Strike and everything, we were able to, like, there was a lot of ingenuity in it. Like, it wasn't just Quake, it was Quake Capture the Flag, and Quake Team Fortress, and Quake, there's so many mods for it, and ways to explore, and really kind of sink your teeth into the FPS genre. But now, with, like, Call of Duty and some of its derivatives, you get a gun, military setting, these very specific objectives. You don't even really need to do teamwork. I think that's been taken away.
I think that it's been more focused on customization of guns and customization of players than quality of gameplay.
It's a glorified arcade game. I guess somebody put that in.
I don't know. Call of Duty's fine. Like, there's a competitive scene around it.
Yeah, but
it's a good shooter. I think Guido said it. They just
Maybe they haven't made anything better.
Yeah. Well, it's the same game, but with like every competitive game, you can't change that much.
Right.
And it's like one of the biggest games in the world. So why would they change it?
Look at League of Legends.
That's a shitty reason not to be ingenuitive, though.
No, that's a good reason. They're in the business of making money. Well,
I know, but then why would we have ingenuity at all?
We're getting away from
those are two different things, though.
Yeah. Well, you just defended it, so I had to bring it up. If it's so great that everyone will keep buying it, we should never change anything. That's the logic that was applied.
And no, that's the logic they apply to make money off
of that. Yeah, but that's what you were saying.
Until they can no longer make money, they're going to keep doing that. Other people will be around, like the indie scene, to, you know, make new games.
And I think Nasty and Mine's point was that there was games in the past that were part of the genre that offered a whole cornucopia of options to play that was still just as revenue-generating and also popular.
There's other shooters out there. Like, play Team Fortress 2 if you don't like Call of Duty.
Yeah. And TF2 hasn't changed all that much.
What?
I don't play it a whole lot, granted, but it's a concept that applies, and there's tactics that are involved. It's not just run around and shoot the first person you see.
TF2 has changed so much.
So much.
Vanilla.
Well, I'm saying since I played it, which was like 2.5-3 years ago.
Well, the hat thing was always kind of weird, but that was interesting.
Change. And the guns, and I don't know. There's a meta to Team Fortress, you know, especially in the competitive scene.
Yeah.
Like, no one picks. It's usually like a heavy, a demo, a medic, and like 4 soldiers.
Or are we looking at the question of games becoming simplified from the perspective of kind of this kind of curmudgeon-y veterans thing? Are games actually not becoming too simple, and we simply feel they are because we belong to a generation that's been...
No, I think certain games are, but I think it's mostly just wow.
I don't think it's just
wow. They've catered to a casual audience. People.
Yes, they have casualized themselves.
I mean, I can see it in certain games where they don't want to make it too hard because it'll draw people away. Like, I mean, just off the top of my head, for instance, Bioshock Infinite. The death mechanism...
Well, all Bioshock mechanisms were...
Are they like that? Yeah. You just pop right... Well, no, you had to go back to checkpoints, didn't you?
Well, in Bioshock 1, you basically...
You had to respawn at checkpoints.
Yeah, but you...
This one, you respawn in the fight that you were in.
Revitalization chambers.
My standard for death in a game being overly simple is the sheer existence of infinite life. I mean, if you're able to die, checkpoint or no, unless the checkpoint's like a million years back, there's little to no... punishment involved.
But,
that's fucking games.
Not all the time. Not in the beginning. I mean, sometimes there used to be games that at least gave you some semblance of, well, you died, and you should, you know, here's the blank. Like in EverQuest, which I'm sure is rose-tinted, but you had to do those corpse runs. You lost it. You almost a day of work if you died.
But we've seen, like, the emergence of roguelike games, like Dark Souls, and games that are a throwback to...
Really?
Yes.
What?
Two drinks.
Okay, whatever. Two for me?
Yes. Okay. He doesn't give a shit. Sorry. I'm trying not to interrupt, but...
Like, the whole dumbing down of games, like, getting easier, has almost, like, sprung this backlash of people that want, like, the old school style, where you die, and you don't necessarily have to start over, because I don't think anyone likes starting a game from the beginning, but... Like, maybe you lose all the items that you have on you or something.
Yeah,
is that another one for
you? Okay. And I think a good example of this is Terraria. And using Terraria, right?
That's
like,
right.
We're all playing Terraria right now. And I think it's a good example because when you first create a character, you have the option of doing easy or medium or hard. And easy, you just lose money, you keep all your gear. Medium, you lose all your gear and lose all your money. And hard, you got to start over completely. And I think that it's a good
mustache.
Way...
I'm picking my nose more.
I think it's a good way for them to give you the option of how much effort do you want to put into it, and at the same time, you still get that personal reward that you're looking for. I think that other kind of games, I'll take a drink for that, should implement some kind of a style like that. You don't agree?
No, I agree.
Because I think it's... If you can leave the option up to the player themselves, then I think that it's a win-win, you know? The developers are happy because they get to put in what they want to put in, and the players are happy because they get to pick, essentially, how hard of a mode they want to play.
Yeah. Someone mentioned Spelunky, which is a great example, Slammerhammer, and also Rogue Legacy. If you guys haven't played Rogue Legacy. Like, it's a fantastic game.
Yeah. I love Rogue Legacy.
It's great.
Yeah, and in that game, like, you die, and you have to start over. Too. I'm really bad at this.
You are horrible at this.
But they found a way of dealing with it.
Yeah, it's still really satisfying. Like, you don't really care if you die.
Right. Well, yeah. You want to see as far as you can, or see it as far as you can get.
What was that game that you were playing yesterday? I'll drink for that.
You keep promising drinks, but you're not doing them.
I just take a drink after I finish what I'm saying. That you get locked in like a room and you see how far you can get. Shit.
I was playing it?
Yeah, you were playing it. It's a first-person shooter, kind of...
Oh, she's talking about paranormal. Paranautical?
Yeah, paranautical. Yeah. Activity.
Thanks. I grew a vagina real fast.
Hey, she was talking
Alec,
about...
Alec, you said vagina!
Hey, look at that broad.
We should have left it in! Oh!
You guys drink anyway?
Yeah. Well, I had to make up for my G word that I used. But, is that game kind of like that?
It's a roguelike. You play and try and get as far as you can. Try and take out bosses. But at the end of it, you're dead. Like, you just start from scratch. It's not like Rogue Legacy, where there's a semblance of progression. You just have to start over.
You're a woman
now.
I know.
What are they talking about?
They're talking about
I got a sex change.
Nasty sex change. My pronoun.
You've done fucked that. Up.
I know, fucked up.
That's your character for the rest of the
you're talking about podcast. Nasty's downstairs mix up.
Yeah, Vex. Vex yesterday was asking for some sexier pictures of me put on the website instead of my giant face right now in my about me.
Is it hotter here?
Yeah.
It's a little warm, but.
Well, that's because it's a soundproof room.
Oh, okay.
But.
Get the fuck out.
Well, I think we talked enough about that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. what's the next item on the agenda?
Fuck the agenda.
Fuck you.
We're going to talk about progression through League.
Progression of my fist up your butt.
I don't like things in my butt. My vagina.
How does that progression work?
We can do questions.
By inch.
We can do a question session. How's that?
A regression question session.
You know, that's pretty hypocritical of you, by the way.
What?
Considering your background, not to like things up your butt sometimes.
Hey, I only put things in butts, not take them in butts.
You're a giver, not a receiver.
Yes.
I see.
All the way. I give. I am just so nice and I give.
LOL SOCKS!
Get out of here.
Oh, God.
LOL SOCKS COCK!
Alright.
We are definitely at a LAN party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Question away.
Quistebs.
Gators, what do you got?
We're doing questions?
Yeah. Or anybody.
Open up the questions now. Give us a question.
While we wait for that...
yeah.
Tell you what, guys. I am tuckered out because we've been having lots of fun this weekend.
I am drinking some Sailor Jerry.
Well, I think...
And, Coke. And...
What?
Yeah, they're asking what we're drinking.
I'm drinking Canadian Club and Coke, which I need to make another one. I'm going
to
do that.
If you had to be a combination of animal and disability, what would you be? Like a gazelle with Tourette's.
Oh, man. God.
An animal and a disability? Well, I'm going to be a bat, because I'm already blind, so I don't need to worry about it.
That's a cop-out stupid answer.
Yep, perfect.
I'd be a penguin with phobia of cold weather and ice.
Be a turtle with ADD.
Sailor Jerry's is rum. Mr. Person over there wearing the PAX East t-shirt, what animal would you be? I was trying so hard not to say his name.
Animal disability.
I'd be a griffin with ADD. I'd be...
No, a bat's a cop-out, you're right.
I'd be a giraffe with Asperger's. Fuck.
No.
Fuck!
Is this shit real?
I
Dross! It's still going.
Oh.
Oh, okay, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay, it's back. It's back. It's back. Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That was an awesome suggestion, Wally. I think that'd be a good one, too.
Yeah, in fact, I think it's probably one of the best things anyone's ever said ever.
I agree. It's definitely the most interesting thing that's been said on this podcast.
Or on the internet.
In life?
Life. I mean...
Bible?
I'm pretty sure if anybody heard what I just said... Commandments? Yeah.
Anything written on a stone tablet.
Yeah, anybody... And they all clearly heard it, so they're probably, you know, life-affirming now.
Archived in stone.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, you weren't?
What was it?
That sucks.
Well, it's
what did you say?
It's too late now.
Oh. We can't go back.
We can't go back.
I would be a bear with fear, with just like deep emotional issues. Like I would hibernate all the time. I would be afraid of myself. Thank you, Vex.
I'm changing my answer. That was a cop-out, you're right. I think I would want to be...
I'd be an ostrich with big dick syndrome!
That would look weird. You have an ostrich with a big old floppy dick. I mean,
yeah,
it's got pencil legs. It's just going to hang
I'd just be running at 38 miles an hour, like dragging on the ground.
Flopping all over the place, yeah.
It'd be all calloused.
Oh.
I'd be like, caca, caca, suck my big dick, ostrich bitches.
So you have the ability to talk as well?
Yes.
You'd walk around, big old dick flopping around, covered in calluses, going, hey, everybody!
Yeah.
Got a big dick. That would be a scary-ass ostrich.
I think I swore at least 12 times during that thing. We can swear.
We can swear. Yeah. Swearing's allowed.
Someone raised a valid question about The Last of Us multiplayer.
Yeah.
And even though Guido and I both own it, I don't think
we I played it for a second.
What?
I played it for a bit.
I played it for like literally a second almost.
Probably like, I gave it an hour.
It did seem innovative.
I can't do controllers. I mean,
it I don't do console multiplayer.
Yeah. I needed to turn on auto-aim and I'm just no good. I'm not quick with the controller.
Yeah, Narwhal Nips wants to know, would you rather stand up while everybody's sitting down or sit down while everybody's standing up?
Would I rather sit down
while everybody is standing or stand while everybody is sitting?
Who's everyone? Everyone in the world? Yeah. Everyone in the room?
Everybody in your vicinity.
Everyone that I can see.
Well, let's open this to genres, then. We're going to play a little game called Would You Rather? the room is now open for questions. Anybody?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it everyone... Who is everyone? Is it everyone in the world, or is it just everyone that I can see?
It's everybody that can see you.
For the sitting down one, are you in a wheelchair?
No, you are on a toilet.
How do you get around?
Please clarify the question.
When you're done pooping, do you poop in this scenario?
Actually, you're highly constipated and you just sit on the toilet forever.
Do you ever go anywhere?
No.
You're just in a bathroom.
Yep. Nope. I never said a bathroom.
Okay, cemented. Where
to the toilet.
You're in a block of cement?
No, your ass is cemented to the toilet.
Like rubber cemented?
Yes.
But if you're always sitting... Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
If you're always sitting, does that mean everyone else around you is always standing?
Correct.
Are they standing on toilets?
No.
Why not?
Because your toilet is the only toilet around.
Okay. Are they...
He's so drunk.
Is he?
Yeah, he looked it.
Hey, guys looks real drunk.
Or maybe he's just super happy. I don't know.
I wonder if he's out.
He could be out. He wouldn't be happy if he was out.
Okay, the questions is over. Time to pick your choices. What would you pick?
Stand and sit. I don't fucking care, man.
Nope.
Is that right?
Nope. Nope. Actually, go ahead.
I would rather sit while everyone stood. Because sitting is more comfortable.
Well, Millpool's right, because what you don't understand is that standing your whole life gives you a heart attack. And you die.
Oh, nuts. I'm going to make a drink. Can you guys carry on without me? I would like to see if someone wants to peek in.
I would make a stand against everyone sitting.
For real, though, Narwhal Nips, I'd rather stand while everybody is sitting.
Don't answer my fucking question, then! You guys are the worst! You're the worst! I'm trying to ask you questions and you don't answer them!
I'm sorry, Guido.
Oh, man.
I'm out of here!
Alright, cool.
Fuck this podcast! Fuck you guys! Sick of your shit!
Yeah, Alex, are you okay?
Kaden also would like to know, would you rather play League with only fives forever, or play with level 30 bronze fives forever? I think I would rather play with level 30s, for sure.
Well, I mean, if you're level 5...
I've seen some really shitty level 30 bronzes, though.
Yeah, but if you're only level 5, like...
That's... You don't have anything, though, at level 5. That's why I wouldn't want to do it. Because you don't have any, like, customization.
Overrated.
I like being able to do my runes and masteries. It gives me that feeling of customization.
Runes and masteries are overrated.
Yeah. But people at level 5 aren't going to be very good anyways.
Yeah. Would you rather have a first time Lee Sin in every game or a Teemo who KS's in every game? I think I'd rather have a Teemo because you're still winning.
Yeah.
I don't care about getting kills.
Me neither.
I can have a 0, 10, and 55 game and be quite happy.
Yeah, I'm usually support, anyways, or like tank. So,
not the glorified player.
Yeah, I think KSing is overrated.
Wally? I'll take two for that, actually.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
I don't know. Ask more questions, people.
Oh, actually, clarification on that one.
You are level 30, everyone else is level 5.
Right.
Yeah. That's fine, I'd still do that.
So what is the other option, then?
I think bronze would... Yeah, what's the other side of that? You have to play with level 30 bronze 5 players forever? Yeah, I'd rather play with level 5.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I'm like, level 5s are at least, you know, possibly decent people.
I suck!
Most of bronze, from what I've encountered, what I've seen, is they're not exactly sometimes the best people in the world.
Well, yeah. It's that ranked mentality. By the way, I had an awesome comeback today. You guys had an awesome comeback today,
so
too.
Yeah,
it's been a good day for the LOL gaming.
I had a shitty game today, too.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. We just got stomped in lane. Me and Orline. We're bot laning together, and we got stomped. Yeah, we're going against Lee Sin, TF lane. And I didn't know how to deal with that. It was rough. Because Lee Sin would just jump on me, and then, like, TF would stun me. And then I would die, and Orline would die. Because she was alone.
Yeah. In Guido's new guide that he's coming out with, we had a game like that. We were going up against a Jax bot, and I kept getting my ass handed to me. It's really... When you see those offhand, like, supports, it's kind of hard to deal with.
We keep getting questions.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, hold on to the questions.
Millpool, I like your deodorant stains.
Yeah. I found a,
It's class.
I do have deodorant stains on my shirt.
Yeah, here, you found a hobo?
No, he's a trucker. He got, like, a flat outside.
Oh, he took him inside?
So you want to be on a podcast? It's real cold outside, so I thought this trucker could come in here.
It's good in here.
What's your name, trucker?
Leroy?
Leroy?
Yeah, no.
Jenkins?
That's what they call me. My real name's Phil.
Oh, hey, Phil. Oh, okay. Why do they call you Leroy?
Because it's short for Phil.
Oh. So he was really cold outside, and we thought that he'd come in and...
So when did we rape and kill him?
Warm up.
Hold on. You raped him earlier.
And you took in a random trucker off the street?
Yeah, why not? We gotta be nice to our fellow man.
Until we kill him.
I got a flat tire.
Yeah, he had a flat tire.
Rape and pillage.
Rape and kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not later, though. You're fine now.
Fine. So, Drew, I'll make you happy.
So what we're doing, Leroy...
Not doing 3 seconds, though.
What we're doing, Leroy, is we're having a podcast. You know what a podcast is?
Is this some sort of Game Boy?
not quite.
Well, it's kind of like a Game Boy.
Yeah. I saw a Game Boy once.
You did?
Way long time ago. It's about, I don't know, like 16 or 17 inches wide.
Where are you from, Leroy?
Oh,
you got that Northern 17? Canadian accent.
Yeah, I know.
He's a hold on.
Northern Canadian accent.
Yeah.
I'm interested about this Game Boy that was 17 inches wide.
Yeah.
Wait,
it was,
okay. So
it was amazing.
Was it like a DS or a Game Boy Color or...
No, it
Virtual
was gray.
Oh, it was just gray. Okay.
Old school.
So...
Guido, I don't think that's a Game Boy. Most Game Boys are only like this big.
I know, I'm trying to get more
info. There's no way you'd get a Game Boy that big.
Yeah.
That's too small.
Did it say Game Boy on it?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's probably not a Game Boy.
Well...
Wait, is this like a handheld video game device?
Maybe if you're a giant.
So,
question for the trucker.
Trucker question.
If you could have a trucker question.
Do we have a segue
for that? We got a bunch of questions that we got to catch up on.
What segue music for the trucker?
If you are a part human centipede.
Hold on, I'm not done with the trucker, man.
Let's kill him.
There's a fucking trucker in here we just met.
I thought we were going
to... Yeah.
Are we going to...
Rape and murder him.
Rape and murder him. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a number. We can say what we want.
I heard something about rape.
Yeah, do you like rape?
I'm starting to think...
Don't knock it till you tried it.
I'm starting to think that this Game Boy was spelled like G-A-M or G-A-Y. And then
B-O-Y?
M-Boy.
I don't know nothing
G-A-M-Boy.
I think it might have just been a TV.
I don't know nothing about that.
Was it just a dildo?
He's a Game Boy for a dildo.
No, it was a dildo. I got lots of dildos. It wasn't a dildo.
Huh.
You know, I don't know who this Algoma guy is. This is Leroy.
Okay, go with the fucking questions.
If you were a part of a human centipede, which celebrities would you have in front of you and behind you if you were in the middle?
If I was...
A human centipede.
Kind of celebrities.
Yes. You have to have one celebrity in front and one celebrity behind. I'd definitely prefer a girl in front. My face would be all up in her butt.
Yeah, in front would be Anne Heche.
Who's that?
You don't know who Anne Heche is?
What was she in?
She was in Psycho, and you can see her asshole in that movie.
Really?
She gets stabbed. Yeah, just a fucking second, you can see your asshole winking at you.
Wait, so the sight of her asshole makes her qualified for you to shove into it?
He's already seen it, so. Yeah.
So you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, it was a clean, nice asshole.
So it's like, I was like, oh man, I would totally eat out of Katy Perry's ass, and...
Well, I don't know what her ass
I know, but I'm
like.
Just saying, that's what somebody would say, and then lo and behold, they get stuck in a human centipede with Katy Perry, and she has like this really kind of moles all
over
her.
Yeah, just hairy.
And matted into the hair.
Dingleberries.
And, yeah, just...
Well, I mean, they're still going to be shitting into your mouth.
No.
Does it matter how
clean
the
asshole
is? This
is a human centipede. This is...
Yeah. No, it is human centipede.
Yeah, it's
shit in your mouth.
Perfect.
When it comes to it.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe pick someone with a good diet, but still, it's your lips, you know, you're sewn onto an asshole.
What? How is that an argument?
What?
What do you mean? It's your lips?
It's your lips, man. You gotta protect your lips. You wear Burt's Bees. You got some Carmex. You got some Anne-H asshole.
Are you saying that you still moisturize when your lips are sewn to an
I think her asshole is moisturizer enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still appreciate the logic of knowing what you're getting into with an asshole.
Leroy, absolutely. What would you pick?
I'd pick a vegan's asshole any day.
So vegan? What's a vegan?
A celebrity vegan.
Fuck, who's a celebrity vegan?
I don't know. Google.
Celebrity vegan. I'm sure Matt Damon is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's not Chinese, so I don't know.
I want to have my face shoved up with Matt Damon.
You only know Chinese celebrities?
Well, I thought...
Do you think only celebrities can be Chinese?
Well,
is Jackie Chan your hero?
I had a Jackie Chan cookie once.
A Jackie Chan cookie? What was that like?
Did you know?
No. That's where Jackie Chan makes his money from. He's got a cookie company.
Yeah, is it like a fortune cookie company?
That's racist.
That's racist.
Yes.
I know that.
Jet Li?
He owns a jet company.
He does, yep. And Chow Yun Fat. He owns a fat company.
He owns Fat Farm.
It's a liposuction company. He just keeps all the fat. Here, next question. What's your guys' favorite roles to play in a match?
Oh.
Top. I like to be on top.
Wow.
Wait, you know the end? What is that question even referring to? Do you even know? You didn't even know what a podcast was.
Or razor sharp knowledge of League of Legends, though. Well,
I have kids at home, and when I'm matching up with a wife, I want to be on top.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. These things we're talking about sex.
Yeah.
What do you? Isn't that what this party's about?
Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Do you play
eventually.
Any games?
Drink. Play sex games.
Sex drink. Games.
Drink. Drink.
Sex games.
Drink. What's his problem?
He doesn't know about the rules.
Oh, yeah, there's a rule I forgot to tell you. If you say the G word, you have to take a drink.
Like Gopher?
Gregor Mendel?
Yeah, I like Gopher.
Father of Genetics?
Yes. All those. All the above. Any word that starts with G.
Okay.
Jerry Maguire?
Toby Maguire. You are blind as a motherfucker. I prefer playing some AD. It's
been fun. I like the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 80s, good music.
Yeah, 80s is pretty nice.
Eurythmics.
Yeah. No, I play a lot of jungle right now, and I'm digging it.
Aatrox
a lot.
I had Aatrox, then I got tapes.
In the 80s?
In the 80s.
This trucker's gold.
Yeah, he is.
I'm glad I brought him in.
The fuck did we find this guy?
When does AAA show up?
Oh, you don't need AAA.
What do you need? How do you change a tire?
I don't have a problem. I wouldn't go to AAA. My wife keeps getting me to go to AAA.
In Canada, when you break down, they send out Triple H, the wrestler.
The wrestler? He's like, suck it! D-Generation X!
He comes to change your tire.
I know, I'll always be WWF to me!
No one's been chatting for a second.
We still got plenty of questions. But you guys didn't answer yet. Over here. You too.
What is the question? Oh, I like playing top as well.
Oh, yeah.
Always support. Always.
Always support. Vex wants to know, how much do you guys watch, analyze, and understand pro games of LoL?
Internet's down.
Oh, and League it's down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might just be from last time.
Yeah, it is.
Anne Hathaway's a vegan. I would totally shove my nose up her butt.
Yeah, I could do that.
Anne Hathaway is a vegan.
Yeah.
And Natalie Portman? I'd take Natalie.
Ah.
She's a cutie.
She is a cutie. I would take Anne
I'd put my mouth in her butt.
I think her butt sweats more than others.
Who?
Natalie Portman.
You think so?
In unison.
But she's a rapper, so...
She's not a rapper.
Yeah, you never heard her rap?
She rapped once.
That was perfect.
Doesn't make her
a
rapper.
Dude, she's a rapper.
No.
One time
someone
enough.
Wrote that for her.
Perfect.
No, nope. Doesn't make her a rapper. The stream, nope. The stream
a Christmas rapper? A
nope.
A present rapper? Is that what you're going for?
You bake one cake. They don't call you a baker. But if you suck one cock, they'll call you a cocksucker.
Yeah, see? Point proven.
She's a rapper.
She's a rapper. Thanks, Leroy.
Wait. But what about the baker?
You suck.
This is Leroy. I don't know why I brought him in.
His truck broke down or something, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're being nice and humanly and not raping him or killing him.
I thought it was some sort of orgy or something.
Do you want to get raped?
A little bit. I can't say yes, because then it won't be raped, so I have to say no.
Sure, yeah. Alright, then.
The safe word is more.
More? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Alright.
Alright.
We're getting the chat in bursts now.
So, yeah, we watch the big stuff, to be quite honest. I watched a lot of the finals and the semifinals and quarterfinals for season 3. And I guess I understand as much as the average player. I mean, I know what I'm looking for, and I know who's good and when things happen the right way. And watching the way that they're transitioning, but... I mean, I'm not a pro player. I'm not going to lie.
Did someone ask about this? Why are you talking
about this? Vex asked about it. Yeah.
What was the question?
He was saying, how much do you guys watch, analyze, and understand pro games?
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
What?
G word twice.
Oh.
I like that you're calling yourself on it, too. That's good sports.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a good sport.
Yeah, I mean,
you
watched...
just said good. I just said good. I just said it again.
No G words.
No G words. That's only your rule, though.
Yeah.
Does that only apply to Leroy?
Yeah, it only applies to Leroy.
The self-imposed rule.
Yeah. I want to try and get him getting liquored up so he doesn't
You
remember.
Said get him. I said it again.
That only applies to you.
You just keep repeating.
We can't say anything that revolves around the topic of the podcast in general.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
You said general.
Yeah,
it's your rule!
You just said general.
I said it again.
Stop drinking! Other than me, I'd say that Millpool's more on top of watching the LOL stuff.
Yeah.
I'm on and off.
Well, now we're all off.
Yeah, because the season's
over. I haven't watched any of the qualifiers.
Me neither. The internet's been kind of
qualifier,
struggling.
That's a G word.
Yep,
that's a G word.
Qualifier.
Qualifier. It's been kind of stressing the internet here with all these people, so I've been kind of trying to avoid Twitch.
Yeah. Well, we're still doing questions, huh?
Yeah, we still got more to go.
I like questions.
If you could nerf a champion as much as you wanted, which champ would it be?
As much as I want?
Yeah.
Well, then I just pick the champ I hate the most.
Yeah, so who's that?
I don't know. They're all right.
What's the one you refuse to buy ever?
Oh, Poppy?
Yeah.
But that's more on her voice acting.
Yeah.
She sounds like a...
Is that the reason that you haven't bought her yet?
She sounds like a transgender power lifter.
They're good people.
Good community.
Who would I nerf? I don't know. There's not really one person that I can think of that I hate at the moment.
Who's pretty strong? Aatrox is very strong right now, but I like playing him, so I wouldn't nerf him.
I think it's pretty balanced right now. There's not really any one champion that I can pick out that I dislike over everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know. Stupid question. Making us think.
Question for the trucker. If you could have one person in this room as your personal slave, who would it be? Really? I should have read that question before I read it out loud.
Wait, what did it say?
Leroy. If he could pick anybody for his personal slave in this room, who would it be?
Oh.
I picked the little kid.
What?
The little one.
What? The little one?
Yeah. Because he's only like 14 or 15.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's got plenty more years left in him. Yeah,
his quiet demeanor and waifish figure.
28.
No, you're not. Nope.
I'd pick Millpool.
Wait. That was for him. You don't have to answer that. Why are you
answering? What?
I pick Millpool, too.
Yeah.
He's the Millpool?
Who would you pick?
I'd pick
Millpool.
Don't say Millpool. Yeah. Millpool, you should probably just drop your pants and present yourself now.
That's a Millpool. That's his name.
Your name is Millpool?
Yeah.
And you asked me why Leroy was short for Phil?
Yeah.
Millpool isn't even a name.
Yeah, I guess you got me.
Sounds like a soft pool.
Does kind of sound.
I'm gonna call all my soft poops now Millpools.
Yeah, soft me too. Poop.
Call them Millpoops.
I just took a Millpool.
I'm gonna call them Thrill Poops.
I'm gonna put them in a hole and cover them in lotion.
Yeah.
Why are you guys all talking about raping me?
That's fine.
I'm gonna stir his ass with my dick.
Yeah, we just called Oliver.
Like some cake batter.
Lather you up,
There's
boy.
There's four of us. We can make him our slave.
I don't like this question.
Let's fashion a leash out of toothpicks.
Someone ask another question, quick.
No, don't ask it. Hey, guys, what would you do to sexually deviant to Millpool?
Oh, what would I do to Millpool?
What voice was that?
That was one of the chat people.
That was my new vagina voice.
I would fashion an elaborate cage out of steel and cats. And I'd put him in it.
I'd masturbate with his hair product. And then put my jism back in the bottle.
Is he the one that's been sitting underneath your desk the whole time, jerking you off?
No, that's the monkey I hired from mumbleboxes.com.
I fashioned a gimp suit out of old rubber bands. Make him wear it.
You can get jerk-off monkeys from mumbleboxes?
You can. Yep. It's right next to the red vine. Nice.
Mumblebox, is that it, like Walmart?
Let's,
Mumblebox does everything. It's like Ikea.
Oh, it is. Fucking Swedes.
Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
There's five of us, odd number.
That's perfect.
We play Fortunately Unfortunately.
Yay, let's do that.
We haven't played that in a while.
Quite some time.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Guys. Oh.
Wait.
Whoa, what are you doing?
You know what?
Played a game.
Oh, he's taking a shirt off.
Oh, a sex game? That's what you're into. Gay boy. My ass.
Gay boy in your ass? Is it safe
to come in? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to come in and say hi?
We're playing a game.
We're playing a game.
We are still doing your show.
Yeah, you're live on the internet. Come on in.
Have a seat.
No, come on.
I'm going to run to the bathroom. You can stop in and say hi. No, go ahead.
Pretty girl internet.
Millpool, Nasty just leaves right when I make a segue to start a game.
Yeah, where's he going?
To go pee?
He just pee in a jar.
Do on the road.
Do on the road, that's true. That's what they do on the road.
What else do you do on the road? Do you do a lot of drugs to stay awake?
Fuck strangers.
Not so much drugs. I just kind of crush them up.
Yeah?
And then when I stop at truck stops, you know the little whipped butters?
Sure.
You put the drugs in the whipped butter.
Yeah.
And then you just slip it up your butthole.
Oh, you butter your butt.
That is a more efficient way of digesting the drugs.
Like, I don't take drugs.
It's like butt chugging, but
pills. I don't take drugs. I put them in my butthole.
With butter.
Butter.
Mix them with butter.
You don't really have to mix them.
Just kind of lay them on top?
You can do it with cubes of butter, too, but it's harder to hold the butter.
But the whipped butter's better.
Whipped butter just slips around up your butthole.
Whipped butter's better for butter button.
Putting drugs in your butthole.
Drug butter button.
Well, speaking of drugs in like buttholes.
Butt chugging, but drugs.
Did you That's guys see why that I got guy Reddit? The jail purse.
That had like 40... Or 400 grams of cocaine that he ate in condoms.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he, like, swallowed it, and they showed a CAT scan, and his stomach was just... it was the lubricated blue box.
He had shit in condoms?
Cocaine in condoms. And then he swallowed them.
You can put shit in condoms.
Can you shit those out okay?
You can put shit in a condom.
Yeah. We actually talked about this.
You ever hear of the Northern Pipeline?
I think I drove down it once.
That's where you shit in the condom and you put it in the freezer and you fuck someone with it.
The frozen pipeline.
I don't know. Sounds about right.
Sounds about
frozen
right.
Frozen pipeline.
We call that a chocolate knotwurst.
Chocolate knotwurst.
Marble.
But that's Canadian.
We call that a marble loaf.
Alright, let's play some Fortunately Unfortunately. Ooh.
Ooh.
So the way this game works is I'll start with a topic or just a statement, and Millpool follows up with a fortunately statement. You'll catch on really quick. All right? Do you get it?
You say one word.
No, not one word. That's circle jerk, you dumbass.
I'm an idiot.
God
Wait,
damn.
Ooh, again?
Ooh.
I heard a circle jerk. I like that.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Nasty was stopped at the border for putting 800 grams of coke in his ass in frozen condoms and poop.
Frozen condoms and poop? So, like, while he was out, he just shoved real poop up there just to make sure it was convincing?
Yep.
Should he use whipped butter?
Fortunately to you, Millpool.
Yeah, where's the segue music for this?
Yeah, we lost all of our segue music.
Fuck the segue music!
Fuck you! Yeah.
Are you okay?
You guys should rest.
Yeah, I'm good.
Open the segue.
What? Fortunately, you said he was stopped at the border?
Yeah.
Fortunately, the border guards just wanted to party. They just wanted some of that sweet, sweet ass cocaine.
Unfortunately, it turns out that the cocaine wasn't real.
That's to you now.
Yep.
What is?
You got to add on to the sentence? Yep. So the point is, we're making a large statement.
I don't know the story.
Well, that's the thing.
You make up a story?
Yeah, you make it up.
Oh, well. What one were you on, unfortunately?
Yeah, unfortunately, the cocaine was fake.
Fortunately, the guards don't know good butt cocaine. Because butt cocaine is a sweet cocaine. So they just bought into it.
Okay.
What was that, fortunately?
Butt cocaine.
Yeah.
Fortunately with butt cocaine, okay.
No, it was unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
They don't know good cocaine.
Oh, fuck. Fortunately.
Whoa! It's your game. You're unfortunately.
It's true.
Is it?
God, you were just all over the place.
Unfortunately.
You were fortunate.
I know.
That was an unfortunate statement.
That you didn't get hurt when your tire popped outside.
Toki, I put some whipped butter on it. It'll take the nail right out.
Butter solves everything.
Not whipped butter.
Are we going to be able to string this game together?
No.
No. There's like a 5-second delay on the feed, too.
Who cares? Unfortunate delay.
Okay. Unfortunately, they found this out after they had already done an anal cavity search on you.
Fortunately, Nasty's gay, so he gets turned on by those anal cavity searches.
Good.
Is it unfortunately to me?
That's fortunate.
Unfortunately, what are we up to here? They're just searching his anal cavity?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all the condoms broke just moments before, and the cocaine is currently being absorbed. The 800 grams of cocaine.
That's unfortunate?
Yeah, okay. Into your Nasty's body.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Fortunately, as I previously stated, the cocaine was fake. It was instead sugar.
Yeah.
So, millions of grams of sugar and feces are mingling together and absorbed into Nasty's metabolism, turning him into a superhuman mutant capable of flight, various forms of speech, and outrageous acts of gay violence.
Unfortunately, you're going to be a fast-flying gay bird.
Fortunately, at least I'm a flying bird.
Unfortunately, it is hunting season, yes. And you're going to get...
Thank you, Ghost Rider.
Thank you, Brian.
Too close to the Blaze Orange, man. You're done for.
Deus Ex Locatron.
What?
Yeah, that's good enough.
That's good enough.
We should get Loke in here.
Yeah, let's,
post.
Yeah.
We got another person we're going to bring in.
While he's sitting on the couch.
This is the host of the wonderful LAN party we are at. His name is Lokatana.
Hey there.
Hi, Loke.
How's it going?
Good. We've been doing this for a while.
We've been doing this for a while. Dumb. You get up in Canada and you start getting that.
The bar has been raided.
We've been playing a drinking game. We can't say each other's names. We can't say...
Games.
Fuck. You said a new word!
And you can't say League of Legends.
What the hell's a League of Legends?
And some other stuff. I don't know.
We'll just tell you to drink. It's kind of like last night when we were playing the game and you just told people to drink. But yeah. Reversed.
I get it.
Just a good-looking guy.
Yeah, you like him?
By the way, look, this is Leroy.
Is the gay flying thing still going
you
on?
You said a D-word!
This is Leroy. To drink. It's his own rule!
What? Good gracious.
Yeah. Oh, D-word! D-word!
I think guns should be garnered illegal.
I'm out of beer.
Goodness gracious me. Give it to girls all over the world.
Loke was upstairs playing poker while we were doing this.
Got my ass kicked.
Yeah, you're out already.
Well, that's why I'm down here.
Wow, yeah.
That's a quick one.
You
lasted an hour and a half or so.
Yeah. Loke goes through tons and tons of trouble and heartache setting this up.
Now?
With what?
With what?
Just pause it.
No, we can't pause it.
Live! We're live, dude. Live! I need your help with the chip denominations.
Go ask Curses.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
We got a poker tournament going on outside.
Luke pours his heart into setting this up for us every year, and this year's probably the biggest.
Yeah, this is the most we've had, or we're tied for the most from about like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah. What's the hardest part?
Hardest part?
Yeah, the single hardest part is the networking?
No, it's the food.
Oh,
that's
of course.
Where all the work goes in. I mean, at the end of the day, throwing a LAN party, it's about, you know, having a good logistics, your network, you're getting the power, the computers, all that kind of stuff. Heat management, if you're in a house, can be fun. We can talk about that in a bit. But really, it's, you want to feed people. You want people to have good food. And that, there's a lot of work going into feeding, you know, 20 people 5 days, 4 meals a day.
Right.
Because we eat a lot.
The food's so delicious,
though.
What's
the snacks tonight?
Snack tonight is Super Bowl dip.
Yay.
Super Bowl?
I was looking forward to the Super Bowl.
I will. Actually.
We got a suggestion that maybe you can help fulfill, Trucker, Leroy. We need to start beer bonging beer into our assholes.
I got whipped butter in the truck.
I'm suddenly glad I'm drinking scotch.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
That will burn a little.
Nothing worse than putting an 18-year in your bum hole.
Well,
I'm pretty sure there's worse.
Yeah.
Putting an old whiskey in my butthole really takes me back.
So,
So I got
let's
give you
do
a jail
some circle jerk.
Okay. Circle jerk?
Whoa.
I don't know what that means. Well, I have a clue what it means. Easy. I hope I'm not right, what I think it means.
No, you're on my right.
Everybody pass off.
Let's tell the story of how...
Cool.
Let's tell the story of how me and Nasty drove up here.
You guys in
let's do it.
The way this works is one at a time we say a word. I'll start, and then it'll just go around, and we're telling the story one word at a time, each switching off. Okay?
Yeah, I know how it works.
Sort of fucking story.
Well, do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This involves paying attention.
So this is the story... This is the story of how me and Nasty drove from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Brampton, Ontario, Canada. We
drove
to
a
house
that
had
a
giant
network
of
gay
sex
in
lots
of
places.
Period.
You can't skip me.
Oh, sorry.
Drink.
Yeah, drink.
That.
When.
We.
Got.
To.
The.
Place.
We.
Went.
To.
The.
Bathroom.
And.
Masturbated.
Period.
So obviously not a true story.
No, this is
or
true.
Is it?
No, this is true.
First thing.
How long does it drive?
Masturbating.
On.
Your.
Couch.
Has.
Adverse.
Effects.
On.
Your.
Cushions.
Period.
But
when
I
came
to
the
climax
of
that
sweet
session,
I
realized
several
things. Period.
No, you can't say period.
Sorry.
Drink.
Okay.
Continue.
Several
or
things.
You can say period. Several things.
Period.
One.
I.
One. Number.
Yeah, one. I.
What?
Comma.
This is one of the things that I realized.
I realized.
That.
I.
Forgot.
That.
I.
Don't.
No.
What?
Amount.
Of.
Lube.
To.
Apply.
To.
My.
Schlong.
Period.
I don't think you...
Millpool.
Oh, we're still doing this one?
Yep, yeah. We're going.
We're going. Game's going.
I thought I came down to talk about LAN parties.
Number.
Number?
Yeah, that was one.
Yeah.
This is number
two.
We were listing things.
Yeah, there was two things.
You guys aren't paying
holy
attention.
Shit.
None of the slightest.
There was two
period.
Things. No. Okay.
Number two, poop.
New sentence.
Sometimes.
When.
We.
Touch.
Butts.
Oh. Damn it.
The honesty's too much.
Use. What is that? The song goes hard. Sometimes we touch butts.
That's a good song.
Wait, we are what? What?
We use our
butts.
Sometimes butts? When we touch butts, we use our
fingers.
Inside.
Whipped.
Cream.
No butter.
You can only say one word.
Butter.
Whipped cream butter. Butter.
Period.
The
honesty
is
incredibly.
They can't do it.
Too
much.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yeah!
I hope your listeners are drunker than we are.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
All right, that was a good story.
That was a good story.
Pretty much close to how it went down.
Yeah, it was actually quite accurate.
Yeah.
Besides all the masturbation and butt fondling, and
you guys are some funny bitches.
Should we do one more?
Yeah. Then we get to fucking.
Then we get to fucking.
Cause every time we fuck.
What should this story be about? Maybe someone can make a suggestion. What do you want a circle jerk story to be about?
What do we want to talk about?
Hurry up. Hurry up and tell us.
Type shit.
We're about 10 seconds behind.
Oh.
I think it's more than that.
Like not only is there a delay, there's actually a delay between the visual element and what we're saying.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, 5 second one, and that's what I was
God
trying
to... God damn it.
I was trying to tell you, but I don't give a fuck. So that wasn't...
It's whatever.
Yeah. About sandwiches. Okay.
We had sandwiches today for lunch.
We did.
We did.
We actually did.
So this should be pretty close to that.
Yeah, exactly. Just reenact what lunch was for us.
Okay.
Okay.
First
thing
we
took
out
of
the
cupboard
was
a
piece of
bread.
Period.
Delicious
and
ready.
Meat
is
the
butter.
Ooh.
Ooh. Flavored.
Good.
But butter flavored
turkey.
The period.
Sandwiches.
It seems so easy.
Are.
So what did he say?
Sandwiches are.
Yummy. When.
Put.
On.
My.
Anus.
Period.
Start it.
They
sometimes
get
soggy
when
you
poop
on
the
sandwiches.
Side dishes.
That's two words.
You yeah. Side.
It's a hyphenated.
It's got a dash.
It's got a dash.
It's got a dash.
Dasher.
Side dishes
are
the
way
to
cope
with
your
shit
on
the
anus.
Period. This is dying.
When
you
eat
shit.
You.
What did laughing one say?
Shit.
When you eat the shit.
What did laughing one say?
You. You eat the shit, you.
What?
Poop.
What am I doing?
Out.
So.
Hard.
And.
What am I supposed to yell?
You. Lead.
Lol, it's a bunch of cocksuckers!
What am I supposed to yell?
A bunch.
The entirety of the local.
A.
What?
You bleed, A.
Oh. Ton.
I don't even know the sentence anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
This is
sandwiches are done.
Let's call it. I just want to point out that Jess said she is sometimes.
Let's call it.
I just want to point that out.
I think the land party's trying to break in here.
Oh, totally, yeah. Let's call it.
You want me to be scary?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
while we
you
do
look
our
very
plug.
Imposing there, actually.
Nasty dudes and plugs, quick. Right before they break in!
Alright, well, if you guys want to find us, talk to us, send us some cool shit,
what's
you can find us.
Close that door, sir.
Hurry up!
Keep that door closer.
Facebook.com/JustOKGamers. You can send us an email at JustOKGamers at gmail.com.
You're still a homo.
You can follow us on Twitter at JustOKGamers. You can check out our website, JustOKGamers.com.
Seek Stealer.
And
we're losing control of the
chat. That's about it.
Bubble.com. Do stuff.
But stuff things.
Did you say
Bubble.com?
Yeah. Bubble.com. Go to Bubble.com to get the client that's used to buy one of our servers.
And we'll see you guys in the LOL chat.
Thank you for renting couches with Bubblebox.
When do we six game?
Next week. Okay, hold on. I'll stop this.
Seat Stealer. You're a fucking.